So when Andrew asked me if I would do a workshop talk, I was shocked that he would actually let me have a microphone, so he made me go last. So I teach all of the landscape design courses at Texas A&M. We have three of them, and critique is a really important part of the learning process for any type of creative course. But I've always been staunchly against it because I've seen it and I've experienced student peer critiques get really, really bad really, really fast. It can be a positive experience, but some students view it as an opportunity to tear down their peers and pick them apart. And it can be competitive. There's always a couple students who are really, really good at design. They just are naturals, and they can get really not constructively criticizing each other. And so I never did it because I didn't believe in it and I didn't want my classroom to turn into that. I've done a really good job of creating a positive environment in my design studios, and I want to protect that. But I thought, I'm really missing out on critiquing because it is such a valuable teaching tool. You learn from your mistakes, and if you can see or have pointed out to you what is wrong with what you've done, then you, one, won't do it in the future, and two, you'll learn to look at things a little bit differently because design is about creating solutions to problems. And so what I have done is I've reached out to my network of high-end residential landscape companies in Texas. And I tell them, hey, I really want to start doing a critique portion of my design class, but I don't want to unleash the sharks on each other. And so they send me before and after photos, and they send me the site analysis notes, and they send me the client notes of like, hey, this client really wanted this 20-foot by 20-foot fire pit because they are pyromaniacs or whatever the weird thing is. And then they get all of the site plans, and my students critique these site plans, and they critique these designs themselves, and suddenly there isn't a face to that designer. There isn't a name to the designer. I don't even let them know the company that did it. But this is a real thing, and they can see the before and after, and they can see the design. And we print it out to scale, full color, and they pick it apart with their scales. And suddenly they can see things that maybe they would have done. And now they know why they shouldn't do that thing anymore. And it helps them see, oh, like, hey, this is a really creative solution to this particular client problem. I never would have thought about that myself. And so that's how I like to use critique in my classroom, because it's still friendly and fun. But then they still get to see what mistakes are made. And it also shows them that, man, you can really screw up as a designer and still get paid for the job. And so it's kind of a fun way to say, hey, I'm going to make mistakes in the future, and it's okay, and you're going to get better every time. So that's all. Yes, ma'am? I have not done that. Honestly, I just have so little time. I have 15 weeks, and I have 30 class sessions, and I have 15 labs. And on top of this critique project, they also create two full comprehensive designs for two different residential clients. I just don't have the time. I wish I could.
So, but then do you grade all of those?
I do, and I do give them critiques, but I think it's, I can see things, but I want them to be able to look at it the way I look at it and not as like, oh, this is my brainchild. So I critique them, that when they start critiquing other designs, it puts them in that different headspace.
So if you, are your students like consecutive, like one, two, so?
Each course is a prerequisite for the next. So the first course is just a drawing course, then just basic design, and then computer aided.
Is there a way that you could take a design, like, so you have
that's actually a really interesting idea, because they all feed into each other.
And that way they won't get their feedback immediately, but I'm just wondering if that would be a way to take your idea and build it in so that, so they're in this for the long haul, so okay,
yeah,
halfway through I'm going to take the design to get the business, and then you'll get comments from them.
The next semester.
The next semester.
That's a good idea.
I'm just, I didn't know if that would work.
It's kind of cool. Probably. Still?
Similar question. This drawing class, they just critique other students. Yeah, so I do it in every class. So just what they're critiquing is based on whatever they're learning in that class, if that makes sense. Okay. Yes, sir.
How do you coach positive critique?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you just letting the sharp foundation of things less?
So I like to stand by the good, bad, good sandwich of, like, here's a good thing, here's the thing you should work on, and then follow it up with another good thing. And then I also try to teach them to, instead of saying, I do this because it helps them understand how I grade. I love teaching design, I hate grading it, because it's so subjective. And so I try to teach them, you can't just say you don't like this because it's not something you would do. You have to find a reason based on the principles and elements of design that this is bad. You can't just say, oh, I hate Nandina. but yeah.
That's ironic that she would say that. I've heard her say that before.
I take off points if they put Brad Prepare into the design.
All right. So we'll have one more little period of discussion. Talk about the shark tanks, talk about critiquing people, and then we will have our business meeting starting at 9:30. Please, if you have the opportunity to do so, stick around for that. We could sure use your critique.